Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Fantastic memories of the 70s, the Ted Mulry Gang, Jump in My Car, and yes, the very first big hit, and it was the song that was first played at the very first radio station I ever worked at many, many moons ago, the original 2NX 1341, Ted Mulry Gang, Jump in My Car, and it's hard to believe it has been 2001 since we lost Ted Mulry. We've got some great news this morning and fabulous to have one of the members of the band, drummer Herm Kovac, on the line. And we've been teasing this. Good morning, Herm, over the last couple of days.
How are you, mate?
I'm great. TMG is getting back together and they are coming to Newcastle in December. Tell us that is the truth.
Yep, that's the truth. Belmont 16 footers, and I believe it's December, Saturday the 10th. That be right?
That would be absolutely right. And one of the things over the last couple of days, having a bit of a walk around the radio station and just asking people to give me a one or two word answer to what the Ted Mulry Gang, TMG, meant to them. And I've got to tell you, every time the word fun came up, and everyone I've spoken to, you guys were just, apart from being a great band, just a major feel good every time you saw, we'd see you.
It's funny, whenever Glenn A. Baker, I've seen him being interviewed, and whenever he talks about the band, he just said it was a fun band in the nicest sense of the word, party band. And, we just had a good time. We were all mates. That was half of it. I mean, geez, we travelled Australia, toured together in cars, and that when we came back to Sydney, we all shared the same house, you know. And but then we decided if we wanted to stay together, we should get our own places. And that's why up till Ted's passing, it was the longest any band had been together with the same original members, 28 years.
Yeah, Herm, 2016 has been a horrible year for losing some amazing music talent, and I'm kind of hoping that the worst is over for us now. But I was thinking why we feel so bad when we lose an actor, an actress, or someone from a band is, apart from the fact that we know we're never going to hear any new music from them again, but you're sad because with it comes great memories, and it's like a closing of the book in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's sort of, to a lot of people, like for my generation, it's the Beatles. You know, George Harrison, when he passed, that affected me. So you can understand people that grew up on Bowie or Doc Neeson. It's part of their life, and it's a sort of a wake-up call to the realities of life in a way, you know what I mean?
It certainly is, and you think about the great memories, you think about the great songs. I think when I think about the memories, of course, I mentioned a little while ago that Barry Chapman, Newcastle broke Jump in My Car, the very first radio station in the country. Did you expect it to be as popular as it turned out to be?
Nah, there was a Newcastle band. Do you remember a Newcastle band called Rabbit?
Oh, totally, yes.
Okay, well, I distinctly remember being in a motel room in Bendigo with my turntable, because in those days you carried a turntable around with you, and we just got the Here We Are album, our first album, and I remember Ted and I trying to talk Mark Tinson into recording Jump My Car. We're saying, this song would suit you guys. What do you reckon, Ted? We should give it to him. And Tino's listening to it, thinking, oh, yeah, and we're trying to palm it off. And it was never considered a single, and then Barry rang us. Well, he used to come to our gigs, him and Peter Grace, another DJ from Newcastle, he used to come to all our gigs. And Barry said, look, I'm getting great reaction from Jump My Car. You should release it as a single. And we went in to see Ted Albert in his office, and he wasn't available, so we went to Chris Gilby and said, Chris, you've got to release Jump My Car. And he said, who's authority? And I just said, Ted. But I didn't say Ted Albert. I just said Ted. Could have been Ted Mulry. He said, yeah, right. So they released it, and it slept for about 6 months, and then all the other radio stations started playing it, and it was the first Australian record to knock ABBA off the number one spot, Mamma Mia. And it was number one for about 11 weeks. And I remember it was in the charts for half a year, because at one point we had three singles in the top 40 because Jump My Car wouldn't budge. And I should add that about a year later or 8 months later, Ted Albert came and said, you know, I didn't authorise that single. And we said, yep. And he said, you're lucky it worked.
it's the roll of the dice, isn't it? And I bet
exactly.
Rabbit regretting the fact that they didn't take it on board. The 70s, I think you've got the likes of Sher, but you've, oh, look, there's too many bands to mention. But also, I just got an email come through from Terry and said, Todd, my biggest memories of 70s Australian music was the Rocktober concerts at the Sydney Opera House. Do you still have memories of those amazing concerts?
Yep. There was actually the concert of the decade. Is that the one he was probably talking about?
Yeah.
Because what we did a couple opposite under the Harbour Bridge on a pontoon, which were for Rocktober, like as such. But then for Rocktober, they had the concert of the decade, and it was like over 200,000 people played. And we were mixing our album up at the Music Farm, and we had to fly down for it. And we had to get on a boat around over near where Darling Harbour is now and come around to the Man of War steps. That's the only way we could get onto the venue, you know, to play.
Yeah, it was chock-a-block.
Yeah, I remember it really well.
Yeah, it was great times and some amazing memories, not just for you guys. But the question has to be, people are saying, all right, well, TMG getting back together. Sadly, we know that Ted's no longer with us. He's looking down. But his brother Steve will be taking over the microphone, and this is really exciting.
Yep, well, I've known Steve since, you know, obviously when he was about 12 or 10, when we used to go to Ted's parents' place, or I think Ted, for one school holidays, let Steve come on the road. And so I've known him for ages. And then I recorded an album that Ted did just before he died. It was sort of more poppish. And I actually talked, Ted and Steve had written a song together, and I actually talked Ted into doing a duet with his brother. And that's when I first heard his voice. And you've got to actually struggle at times to listen which one's which. And it's also, you've got to remember, Steve's in a band called Black Label, so he's been performing for years. It's not like someone that's just come out of the bedroom and started singing. So he's actually blood related, which is great. It's in the DNA, but he can't play bass, and Ted played bass. So for bass, you've obviously been told who we've got as a bass player?
Not yet. You can break that for us as well.
Okay, well, know all your AC/DC records, right up to Bon Scott Dying, up to Highway to Hell and Long Way to the Top. Mark Evans from AC/DC's playing bass.
All right. Look, it's going to be a great concert. It's coming in December, 2NURFM. We're pretty proud to be presenting it. It's called This One's for Ted. Before I let you go this morning, Herm, I've got a real bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do this to you, but...
No, you're all right.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that. When I knew I was going to be having a chat to you, I have not been able to get a TMG song out of my head for the last... I've been walking around. See, I walked in this morning singing it. You got any idea what song that would be?
Was it Duck Down Strutter's Ball?
How did you know that?
Well, I'm an ESP, mate.
Extra.
Hey, have you got 2 seconds?
Of course I've got two
seconds. Well, Dark Down Strutter's Ball got us to meet ABBA.
That you knocked off the charts earlier.
No, we got to meet. What happened is we were in Melbourne in the Palm Court at a motel having tea, and Benny and Bjorn were over with their record company rep at the desk, and they kept looking over, and then the record company rep brought him over and said, I've just been telling Benny and Bjorn that Dark Down Strutter's Ball can't get past Fernando, you know, that they're holding it back from getting to number one, even though you knocked them off with Jump My Car. And Benny started apologising profusely, and me being a Novocastrian cheeky sod just said, look, the only way we can sort this out is you're going to have to bring down the girls to have a cup of tea with us. And guess what? He actually went over to the service desk, made a phone call, they came down, and we had afternoon tea with ABBA.
I just think the problem in that whole thing, it's not the fact that you met ABBA, it's not the fact that you're cheeky, that the Ted Mulry gang had afternoon tea. There's just something...
there you go.
Oh, sex, drugs, rock and roll, and a cup of tea. Herm, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. We're really looking forward to seeing you when you come to town. And, this one is for Ted as well. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks a lot, mate. You take care.
2NURFM 103.7.